Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Healed and Healthy. This mic was way too loud. But welcome back. This episode is going to be pretty positive, and it's hard to say because this topic is kind of not controversial, but everybody obviously has their own opinions and beliefs. But this is my podcast, and I get to talk about what I believe in, what I feel, what I like, what I dislike. So I have mentioned in the past how I'm pretty religious, and in some episodes I will talk about religion. So this is kind of going to be along the lines of that. So if you're not really a religious person, or you don't really have any religious views or beliefs. And one thing, I'm never going to try to convince anyone or pursue anyone of my religion. I don't think that there's one religion that's the religion or like the perfect one or the best one. I think they're all unique in their own way. And I've said this in the past too. I think as long as you believe in a higher power and you pray or praise a greater God, then agree to disagree, right? Like, I'm not here to pursue anyone. I'm not here to say that my religion is the only way and this is the only religion that people have to live by. Everybody has their own. And I love all religions. I think some religions, the way they pray or the way they celebrate certain things is more beautiful. But in this episode, we are going to talk about prayer and kind of what it's been in my life, what it's done for me, and how powerful it truly is. So if you're open about religion, if you don't have anything against it, again, I'm not here to convince you guys. This episode is not about convincing anything. It's just going to be, again, a testimonial about what it's done for me, what's happened in my life, and how prayer got me to where I am now in my life. So let's get into it. I think there was like a TikTok or a song. No, yeah, there was a song. Get into it, yeah. I forgot who sings it, but let's get into it. So like I mentioned, religion was pretty big in my life. I grew up Catholic. I am 27 years old. Well, about to be 27. I'm practicing saying I'm 27, okay? I'm a few months shy of it. But yeah, I grew up really religious. And my parents have always been a part of the church. They were for a long time, not always, because there was a point in my life where my dad was not super religious. But overall, my parents have involucrado a la iglesia mucho en mi vida, so they've enforced the religion on us, on me and my siblings. So I grew up, you know, around it, and there comes a point in time where, I don't know about you guys, especially in like the Hispanic culture, but I think it's after like your confirmation, because at that point, like la confirmación es básicamente that you're confirming that you want to pursue that religion, that you want to continue to have those beliefs or whatever and continue going to the Catholic Church. So I think right after I did my confirmación is where my parents, and I think I was already like 16, I believe. It's kind of like where my parents just stopped forcing us to go. And it was kind of like, if y'all want to come, y'all can come. Y'all know what time church is at. So, what mass is at. So, either you get up and we go, or you just don't go. So, after a while, like, obviously, it became a choice. And for a long time, I was still choosing to go. I was also pretty involved. Well, growing up, like I said, that's actually a habit I want to break in 2024. What I've been trying to break my whole life is saying like and a lot. I tend to say that a lot in conversations, in my sentences. But anyway, besides the point, when I was little, obviously, like I said, since I didn't really have a choice, my parents had me be, I was a monaguilla at first, and then I was in the church choir for a few years, even though I don't got no vocals, okay, I can't sing, but when you're singing to the Lord, when you're singing to God, I mean, you just sound beautiful in general. But so yeah, I was always a part of the church, and then I did drift a little bit from church. Obviously, you get to that point in life where, you know, you're not even teenage phase, because I was actually like in my 20s, like early 20s, like 20, 21, 22, and I just kind of like straight away, and then kind of going back on last episode when I was talking about my pregnancy and everything. That to me was probably the biggest eye opener and my biggest calling. I knew that was God's calling. I knew that was God kind of telling me, like, you're steering a little too far from me, and I need you to like bring it back. And so I remember during my pregnancy, I would pray every morning and every night. There was not a single night or day that I would miss. And that was something that I was starting to not do anymore, was pray. So during my pregnancy, I was big on prayer, big, big on prayer. And then obviously, the day I got the news that I had miscarried, I remember from the first, again, if you guys kind of want to know about the story a little bit, you can listen to the previous episode. But after I left the first doctor's office and I had to go to the hospital, I stopped at home real quick. And I just got on my knees and I prayed and I just asked God that whatever was meant to be was in his hands. So if this was it, if this was the end of my pregnancy, if this was really happening, then I leave that up to him. I leave that in his hands. I asked him that to, again, if this was really going to happen, if this was true, what I was told, then I wanted him to give me the strength to get through it. And let me heal. And just lo que fuera su voluntad, you know. I did, obviously, like, I didn't know what was going to happen, but I trusted him and I trusted his plan. And if this was going to be a part of the story, then may he take the wheel, because I wasn't going to know what to do. So, and again, whatever was meant to be, I wanted it to be his plan, his choice. And throughout the whole thing, like I said, even when I found out that I was pregnant, I was like, if I'm going to be on the journey of being a single mom, then again, I ask for your guidance. I ask for your help. May you lead the way. May you teach me everything that I need to know about being a parent, and may I make the right choices and all that. So yeah, my whole pregnancy was all, I was just praying to him and to La Virgencita. I remember I went to El Cerrito in Des Plaines. If you're from the Chicago area, you know where that is. Unfortunately, there was a very evil person who set that place on fire. And it was so funny, because literally like a few weeks before that happened, my intention was to go, because if you know, again, if you're from the Chicagoland area, even if you're just Catholic in general, you know, like, La Virgencita le ofrecemos mucho. So we always offer, we tend to offer a lot to the Virgin Mary. And so I remember we went to El Cerrito with my parents, and I also asked her. This was already after I had already confirmation, and I was just waiting for the fetus to be released. Again, if you want to know more about that, just listen to the previous episode. But I went to Cerrito and I asked, I went to go ask for a miracle. I really did. But again, I went with, even if obviously I wanted the miracle to be that in a week when I went for another checkup, that they would tell me, no, we actually, there's a heartbeat, you know, like I believe in miracles, and I believe that God can make anything happen, you know? And so, I mean, he performed lots of miracles, you know? And so, yeah, I went with the intention that obviously, hopefully, next time I did went, I was going to get good news, and, you know, it was going to be that testimonial of miracle. But again, if I wasn't obviously being selfish either, and if it wasn't meant to be, then I was asking for a miracle of healing. Regardless, I was asking for a miracle, because Going through a miscarriage and going through it alone is probably one of the hardest things, and going through that pain. And I was hurting for a lot of reasons, not just for the miscarriage, but just for many other reasons. And so I really was asking for a miracle, for myself, again, whether it be to have my baby or for me to heal, because I knew this was going to be one of the toughest things that I would go through. And I did get my miracle, you know. Unfortunately, it wasn't the outcome that I wanted. I wasn't going to have my child in my arms, but I was going to heal and I was going to be okay. And God and La Virgencita definitely made that happen. And I'm telling you guys, it was just a lot of prayer. I mean, I have a few little prayer books, and then I also have this like prayer journal entry that allows me to, it gives me like a prompt, and then you kind of like go based off of that. You kind of write the question that it asks and stuff. So, and then obviously like I started therapy and stuff like that. So, but then, I mean, there's a lot of good things. And it's not only that, a lot of people think that when you turn to religion, like all these great things happen. And it's actually, we were just talking about this with my mom, like it's actually the opposite. Sometimes you're tested a lot just when you give the Lord your life and you summon to him. Man, it's trial after trial after trial, and it's just like it tests you. It really, really does. So a lot of people think, oh, you know, like if you're religious, you don't go through any suffering and stuff like that, your life must be perfect. But it's actually a lot of things, and it's really just to see if you'd break, and you to see how much you actually believe in him, and to see how much you actually trust him. So another thing, right after the miscarriage, I was, like I said, I was just praying for healing. I was praying to be in a better situation in many areas in my life. And the another prayer that came with that was the prayer. And that's something. Not my Spanish coming in, being bilingual. That's actually going to be another topic for my next episode, is going to be prayer versus prayer versus manifestation / religion versus spirituality. But I had been manifesting and praying and wishing and hoping and everything you can think of, everything you can name, to become a homeowner. And right after the miscarriage, like I said, I was just trying to switch my life and just trying to be better. And another prayer that came with that was praying for the day to come, praying to be a homeowner, praying to make my parents proud and my baby proud, and obviously be proud within myself, first and foremost and most importantly. But I miscarried early in the year of 2023. So I don't even know what year we're in. So I miscarried early in the year of 2022. And I became a homeowner towards the very end of 2022. Something that you guys, I don't know what I'm going to name this episode, whether it be my miracle testimonial, prayer is powerful. I don't know yet, but it is just crazy. I did not think 2022 started was not how at all how I thought 2022 would end. Like I said, I was praying for healing. That was the goal, the end goal. That was the finish line. Obviously, I wanted to be in a better place. I wanted to change and turn my life around. I want to say two words at once. I wanted to turn my life around, but I didn't think it was going to happen that quick. Like, my life took a complete, just how when I got pregnant and everything went downhill and my life completely turned upside down, my life quickly turned upside down again for the better. Like, I became a homeowner in November of 2022. I did not think that would happen that fast. I had been looking, honestly, a year. I had been looking, I think, August, October of 2021. And it just wasn't happening. I was actively looking. I had my pre-approval. I had been looking at houses. I've gone to open houses. I had private showings with my realtor. I put three offers in. All of them, like it just was not met. Like, I was getting frustrated. So then we kind of stopped around December/January. December of 2021/ January of 2022, we stopped looking with my realtor, and my dad. My dad was coming with me to help me out. And we stopped there, and we just kind of gave it up. And then obviously the pregnancy happened, all that. So I was like, what? I had started again looking when it's so crazy, honestly. Like, and it's so hard to believe. And that's the one thing about testimonials and miracles, that unless you believe in God, and unless you believe in his miracles, unless you've experienced a miracle, people will call you liar, people will like call cap, people will not believe you and just think you're making it up, or that it's not true, or that there was other factors that played a role. But I'm telling you guys, it's God. It's all God. Like, there is no there's some stuff that is you just don't explain and just don't make sense, and there's just no answer for it. Like, and I feel like that's what happened when I became a homeowner. Like, my home purchase, it was just something that, again, obviously I knew it was gonna, I knew that I wanted it. I knew that I was driven. I knew I had a passion for it, and I knew I was gonna make it happen. I just did not know it was gonna happen so quick. Like, I really didn't. And I still wasn't fully healed in many areas, but my drive was there. I was healed in the sense that I was motivated. I wasn't like, no estaba tirada en la cama. I wasn't just, I was a little depressed, but I wasn't like depressed in the sense where like I had no motivation. That's like, I had no motivation to like keep moving forward. I had like no hopes of living. It wasn't like that. Like I said, I wanted it to be where I worked harder for my baby, because I'm just like, you know what, even though you're not here, I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna make it for you. I'm gonna prove everybody wrong. Like, I still want to make you proud. I still gonna make shit happen for you and for me. But like I said, even though you're not here, but I know you're watching me. I know you're here with me. So you're gonna see that mom can do this. And that was my drive, and that was my passion, my motivation still, even though I didn't have them here with me. So yeah, I prayed a lot, and I prayed for healing. That was the biggest thing. I just prayed for healing. I just wanted to be in a better situation, and I wanted to be in a better mental space, and my heart be better. So, and I also wanted it, like, it was time. I'm 26. So it was kind of time that I became like more independent. And so I bought it last year. So I was 25. Oh my gosh. I became a homeowner at the age of 25. I bought my first place. I bought a condo. So not a full on like house, but it was not, I was at first looking for a house a year in 2021 when I was first looking, because I actually wanted to get a multi-unit. And then I kind of thought about it, and I was like, you know what? That's a lot of responsibility. And so I kind of wanted to downsize. I wanted a family house, but it's just me. So I'm just like, no, it's a lot of space. I don't want to be too greedy. I want to kind of start off small, you know, like respectfully. And the market still wasn't that good a year ago, but I got a good deal. I'm not going to lie. But, I'd want a family house, but I was like, you know what? That's too much space for me right now. I'm paying for space that is unnecessary right now. You know, like I said, I'm by myself. I'm single. I don't have anyone. So not yet, you know? So then I'm like, a townhouse or a condo. And honestly, I saw a few condos townhouses, and it was just still a lot of space for me. And like I said, I'm the type that, no quiero ser artona. Like, I don't need all that space, you know, not yet. And I wanted to try the condo. So I got me a condo. So yeah, I did buy a condo. I didn't buy a house, but I bought a condo, and I love it. It's perfect. I got a 2-bedroom. So it's still, like I said, it's not super small, but it's not humongous. Another thing too, the reason I didn't want to get a full on house too was because, like I said, I'm by myself. So I had to shovel the snow from the driveway. I had to mow the lawn. You know, I had to do all the landscaping. So I'm like, maybe not yet, you know? So that's why I kind of held off on that. And, you know, with a condo, the association takes care of all that. So that's why I held back too. That's a big reason, because I'm like, I'm not ready to do all that. I am working really hard. I'm very focused on my career right now at my job. So that's where all my focus is and my attention is at. So I knew I was going to be very tied up with work, and I wasn't going to, and for that, you need to make a lot of time for. And maybe if I had a man's, it'd be helpful too. Not that I need a man, but you know, it's kind of nice to have that, that helping hand. So yeah, hopefully that is my goal though. In the next 3 to 5 years, I do want to purchase my first official home. Still unsure, like I said, if I want to get a multi or a family home. Most likely I will get a multi, but we'll see. We'll see where life takes us. I'm going to pray on it. So moving forward. So yeah, there's another thing that I don't want to announce just yet, but it's something that I'm praying on a lot as well. And I'm speaking positive on, and I'm working really hard. I'm trying to combine two words at once. I'm working really hard towards, and I'm trying to make happen. So we're going to see. And the thing about prayer though, the misconception too, is that sometimes we pray for one thing, but end up getting the opposite, yet it's the right thing. So I'm trying to give you guys like a good example. So you might be praying, let's say, oh, it's so hard. It's so hard to give you guys an example. I don't know why. But and this is something my mom, I had a conversation with my mom. My mom, like I said, my parents are very, very religious. So my mom's like, you may be praying for one thing, but maybe that's not what's meant for you. That's not the right thing. But God will give you that his version of your prayer. So let's just say you're praying for, like in my case, right? Let's say I was praying for a home, a house, like a single family house or a multi-unit. He's like, you're asking for one thing, but God's plan isn't that for you just yet. So he might give you his version of your prayer. So again, for me, it wasn't actually a big home yet. But he's like, I'm going to give you your own home, your own roof, but it's just going to be in a smaller package, a smaller version of that, you know? So it's along the lines you have to, and I think that's the thing, you have to be very open to the prayer and maybe not so specific because that's another thing, like, and that's something that I learned with the time after, you know, like I wasn't finding the actual home that I wanted. I'm like, you know what? God, just let it be whatever you want it to be. Kind of like with the pregnancy, like just let it be whatever you think is right for me. You know, like if I'm not meant to have a big home yet, if I'm not meant to have this big responsibility, you don't think I'm ready. And that's another thing. There was other places that I had seen, other condos actually that needed a lot of repairs. And at first I'm like, oh, but I want to, you know, like I want to, they were fixer uppers. They were obviously a cheaper price, but I obviously was going to put a lot of money into it. And I was like, oh, you know, but I get to customize it to my preference. You know, I get to basically build the whole place. So I love that. Like, I want that. And God said, no, you're not ready for that. You know, so he gave me a house that needed like minimal repair. But because of my preferences and my liking, I changed a lot actually to the home. Nothing compared though to what I would have put into all the money and time that I would have put into other places that I saw, but still. So again, it was just like, God, just let it be whatever you want. You know, like I just want to be in my own home. I want I just want to be at that place where I'm a homeowner and at that place where I'm moved out of my parents and I'm on my own. I just want that. So whatever it's in your plans, whatever you want it to be, I accept it. And that's one thing with prayer. You have to be really open-minded and know that we're not always going to get exactly what we want, you know, but we are going to get exactly what we need. So God knows exactly what it is that you need. So you may want one thing, pero lo que en verdad necesitas y lo que en verdad va a ser para ti is completely different. And you have to learn to accept that and be okay with that and be open to that. So that's one thing about me. Like, I was just like, you know what's best, God. You know what I can handle. You know what's right for me. You know what's appropriate for me at this chapter in my life, at this time in my life. And you'll know what's meant to be in the future. So you have, but don't, the thing is, to me, it happened quick. Honestly, like I said, I was not expecting that at all. The purchase of my home was fast. And I was like, oh, so, you know, it's be careful what you pray for too. Like, it happened so quick. And I was like, oh my gosh. Then I started like questioning. And I'm like, am I really ready for this? Like, is this really like, I was just like, oh my gosh. When my realtor called me saying that my offer got accepted and I had a closing date and I was going to sign on the papers and I was going to have something under my name, I was like, I was like, what? I'm like, maybe I don't want, like, maybe I'm not ready. And even the day of my closing, I was like, what am I doing? I'm just signing my life away. But you have to be patient too. Obviously, like, I got very blessed and it was just God's timing. You know, maybe it was time already. He knew that I was ready. So, but other things take time. There's, like I said, this one thing that I'm not so ready to announce and I'm still waiting on, like, that's taken some time and it's still taking time. That's why I'm like, it's still in the works. So I'm not ready to announce anything, but it's kind of like, I've been praying for that for a while now and you can't desesperarte because again, it's at his timing. And that's why I'm not getting carried away. That's why I'm not stressing because he knows the time. Just like he made this house happen a year after I was looking, because like I said, I started looking in 2021. He'll make this happen as well whenever he knows that I'm ready for it. Maybe right now I'm still not prepared for this next chapter. So right now it's not the time and he'll know when. And I'll be ready to accept it whenever he says it's my time. So definitely you have to be patient, because obviously, it's not going to happen de la noche a la mañana, you know? So you just have to be consistent with prayer, though, and don't give up. And he won't give up because he hears you. He knows. He's like, all right, I got you. just give me a little more time, you know? So that's another thing with prayer comes patience. And that's something that I've been learning a lot, actually, because I'm a very, very impatient person. Like, I really am. So Just be aware that obviously prayers and your miracles and your wishes and all that don't just happen from day to night. Like, it takes time. And you also, that's a big thing. With prayer, you have to put in the work too. You can't just, okay, God, I want this, all right? So whenever you're ready, here are my hands. Here are my open hands and I'm ready to accept it. No, you got to put in the work too, my love. Like, it don't work just like that here you do all the work. God doesn't do all the work either. He needs to see you put a little bit of effort too. So, and that's one thing, like I said, like in my healing, I asked for healing and I had to put in work too. Going to therapy was a big thing, especially also like in my coming from a big Hispanic household and very traditional, like my parents, you know, they're like iffy on therapy and they're more on like religious, like, oh, just pray, go to church, whatever. And it's just like, yeah, but it takes more than that. And I'm like, and again, I can't ask for God to just heal me and I'm not doing anything about it. So a part of my healing, I had to take charge as well. So I had to put myself in therapy and I had to put in the effort in the sessions and open up to my therapist and all that. And with the home, you know, I had to work very hard and limit myself, budget myself. Obviously, knowing what my end goal was, I couldn't spend a lot of money and I had to be more responsible. I had to learn a lot of responsibility prior to becoming a homeowner because a homeowner comes with a lot of responsibility, a lot of maturity, which I'm still learning. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I kind of slack off in certain things here at the house. But then I'm like, okay, bitch, you got to get your shit together because nobody is going to do it for you. So it takes preparation. And once he sees, once God sees that you're, que tú le estás echando las ganas and that you're putting in the effort and that you're preparing yourself as well, that's when shit starts happening. So you got to be patient and you got to be prepared. You got to prepare yourself. You got to put in the work and be patient. Oh, that was good. So another thing is, and that I learned too, like I said, with the purchase of my home, why it took me so long, I finally understood, is, oh, does God know your intentions? You could be preparing for one thing, but if God knows that you're being malicious with it or it's being not done with a healthy mindset and a healthy heart, girl, best believe that's not going to happen. Like, and I did mention this in the TikTok video, but prior to me becoming a homeowner, so when I was first looking, I'm not even going to cap, guys. Like, back in 2021, when I was looking to purchase my home, I was doing it because I just wanted to leave home. I wanted my parents to get off my back. I wanted to be independent. At the time, I was still seeing my ex, so I wanted us to always, like, I wanted him to come over and be with me and spend the night with me and be sneaky, pretty much, you know, like, do stuff behind my back, do stuff that I knew wasn't right, that God knew wasn't right. So he knew that I was not moving out for the right reasons. So even though I was wanting to be a homeowner and I was doing it and putting in the work and stuff like that, he knew my intentions behind that were not pure. So I think back now that had a lot to, that played a big role in what I was asking for and what my intentions were behind. And so then, like I said, after that, when I started the process of looking again to purchase a home in 2022, it was with the motivation, with the thought of my child in mind, with my parents in mind, with my parents' future, with maybe future kids if I have any. And it was for the right reasons. I was doing it for me, for my parents, for my child, not for anyone else, not to rub it in anyone's face, not to be a show off, not to brag about anything, not to be, you know, it was with no malicious intent. Not, oh, so I can have guys over, so I can do whatever I want, so I can have all these free. It was none of that. It was genuine, pure intentions of, I need to make my baby proud, even though my baby's not here. This is for them. Because if they were here, it'd be for them, clearly, because this would be an inheritance for them. And obviously, they'd be here living with me and enjoying this. But this is for baby G, for baby Camino. Like, I wanted to make my babies proud of me, regardless that they were not here. I knew my baby would be from heaven watching me, cheering me on. I knew baby Camino is working hand in hand with God to make a lot of things happen that have been happening in my life, that are happening in my life. So I had no other intention and no other thought in my head besides all of that. And God's like, now you're ready. Now you have your head on right. Now you're doing it for the right reasons. That's why you should become a homeowner, for those reasons. Not to be sneaky behind your parents' back. Not to be doing things that you know aren't right. That's not what's going to get you there. That you no vas a disfrutar tu casa. You're not going to be a homeowner and enjoy it properly if those are your intentions and that's your reason behind it. And now, oh my gosh, I'm so at peace being at my house. I'm so at peace being here. There's times where I'm obviously sad, where I'm just like, this was all for baby, you know, and they're not here. But I know my parents are proud of me too. And that's obviously like a big thing because I did it for them. And I know I'm in the right steps, in the right path of building generational wealth for my family. If something, God forbid, were to happen to me, that's one thing I always said, like, I want to have my parents, my family in a good economical situation. So, and then this is, again, like, generational wealth that I'll pass on to my kids. Hopefully, I can continue to own this condo and make something out of it. So, and this is the first step of many more, God willing, many more home purchases to come. So So yeah, that another thing that you have to be careful in is your intentions behind what you're praying for and what you're wishing for. So definitely be careful what you wish for, in the sense of be careful with how you wish things for. If your mind and your heart are aligned in the healthy and proper way, or why, ask yourself, why is it that you want this certain thing? Why is it that you want that person, that trip, that home, that blessing? Is it really a blessing, or are you doing it to, you know, shit on someone or get back at someone? Like, your intentions, God knows them. He knows your thoughts. And I'm not gonna lie, I have my moments now. Unfortunately, life gets a little busy and crazy, but I sometimes do kind of, what's it called? I don't make time for prayer, not as much as I was for a while. And that's something that I'm trying to get better at. But I'm also, like I said, I'm going to talk about it a little bit in the next 1 to 2 episodes. I don't know exactly what episode will come after this. It might be this next one about spirituality and religion. But I'm trying to involve a lot of meditation and all that into my routine. So even if I don't get to pray, I want to be able to meditate and be in tune with spirituality as well, like my inner thoughts and my energy and all that. So I still have only one God. I still only praise one higher power, but I want to be more in tune with me as well. So I'm working on both. I know I have to make time for both, especially prayer. But I, in the past year, I have been a big testimonial on how powerful prayer can be. And I think I've always been my whole life. I just kind of haven't really seen beyond it and past it. But I've been very, very blessed and very, very fortunate. And that's something I'll never, ever take for granted. And I tell God, cuando tú quieras, take it. All that I have is all His, and all that I have is temporary. I know nothing that I have is mine. I don't own anything. All that I have is God's, and that belongs to Him. And whenever He wants to take it away from me, He can. And thank you for the time that I was able to enjoy that and that blessing and all those things that I had. So I do, obviously, like I said, I know that I've always been super blessed, and I just haven't really seen that. And a lot of it, I hope, I should bring my mom in this podcast. My parents' prayers have been really powerful as well. I know they've always prayed for their kids, for me, for my siblings, and other people probably, I'm sure a lot of other people have prayed for me. And so it just goes to show how powerful prayer really is. And I know my parents, they to me were my first testimony, like hearing where they came from, what they experienced, what they endured, what life was like for them at first was not easy. And seeing when they gave their life to God together as a married couple and as parents and all that, and everything that they prayed for, and where they're at now, I mean, the stories they have to, like, their testimonies are, like, hard to believe. Like, a lot of people don't believe when my parents tell them certain things that happened in their life. And it was all God's work. It truly is. And so I've learned prayer from my parents, from my mom, and how powerful it can really be. I just had to learn that in my own way. Like I said, I was praying to be a homeowner, but I didn't know that I had to be more genuine and more in tune. And I was rushing for, I was asking for specific things when I should have just been asking for, you know, in general, overall, God, like, allow me to just purchase a home, whatever it may be, whatever you want it to be. But I was being super, no, I want this, you know? So I had to learn at my own way to how to pray. And there, like I said, there's tactics to it. Like, there comes the patience, there comes the humildad, being humble about it, being genuine about it. There comes the persistence of it, and there comes the putting in your work as well. Like I said, I had to know that, like, I was asking for something, but what was I doing to get to that as well? You know, was I showing God that like I was working for it and I was ready to receive it? Like, what is it that you're doing as well to receive that blessing? So I knew prayer was powerful from the very young age of like 5, 6 years old. I just had to learn how to pray myself for the things that I wanted in life and give thanks as well. So definitely though, like I said, if this isn't in no way, I don't really mention anything about like actual religion. I just mentioned, you know, like you have to pray whatever it is that you believe in. And if you don't believe in anything, I think you should. I think, like I said, even though right now, like I'm starting to be in tune with my spirituality sense of it, I don't lose touch with my religion and I don't lose touch with who actually matters, which is my Lord and Savior. And so again, whoever, whatever God you pray to or want to pray to, you choose, you know, but believe and know that there's that higher power, that there's that one greater God, that one greater person, greater power just in general, that you can talk to and that you can confide in and that you can call for the things that, you know, you want to better in your life, that you're lacking in your life, that you're missing. And it'll happen. You just have to be patient. Like I said, thankfully for me, it happened very quick, but also not so quick. It was a lot of years of toxic cycles that I had to let go of too. I was, like I said, I had been praying. I've always been religious. Like I said, I was not in the right space. I was not surrounded by the right people. So I was blocking my own blessings. I really was. I was praying this whole time, all these years, I was praying for certain things, but I was praying for the wrong things. I was praying with the wrong intentions and I was praying without putting any work. So I was blocking my own blessings. But definitely, like I said, I just want you guys to know that it is possible, and to just tener paciencia, confiar, saber que it'll happen. You just got to work with him, you know, and you got to give it your all. And it can't be halfway. God doesn't work like that. Like, you got to go all out for him, because he'll go, man, will he go all out for you? And I'm a firm believer in that. And I'm so, so, so thankful. Like, I tell people, like, me and my parents, especially my parents, they remind me too, like, todo lo que tenemos, everything we have is thanks to him and it belongs to him. And you need to be thankful for the time that you've had it, for the time that you will have it, because at any given moment, he could take that right back. And it's not like as a castigo, it's not as a punishment. It's not like, oh, I'm gonna take it back now, like it's mine anyway. No, it's like you needed this for this amount of time and now you don't. And whatever God takes, he replaces with something better and bigger. Trust. Like, God is not just going to take it and leave you empty-handed. He's going to bless you with something even better. He's like, okay, you had this, but it's not suiting for you no more. You need something better. And I got something better for you. And he'll make that happen. He will. He's not just going to take without giving you. God isn't that God. My God, at least my God, doesn't work like that. He does not take without giving. If he's going to take something, best believe he's going to give you something right back too. Something that you need. Again, it's kind of like how our parents always tell us, like, or at least for me, it's not always, you don't always get what you need, but you'll always get what you want. No, you don't always get what you want, but you'll always get what you need. So I think I said that earlier wrong in the podcast. If I did, now you know what I meant. You're not always going to get what you want, but you are always going to get what you need. So you may want X, Y, and Z, but you really don't need Z. You'll just get X and Y. I remember, like, my parents would tell me, like, especially for Christmas, like, you maybe didn't get, you know, like, the newest iPhone. Like, when I was younger, you didn't get the newest phone, or you didn't get, like, the brand name shoes that you wanted, but you needed a coat, so we got you a jacket. You needed this, so we got you this. So, and that's how God works. He's like, okay, I know you want these. These are your wants. These are, like, tus cosas lujosas, but you need this. Right now, this is what you need. Later on, maybe we can work on your wants, but right now, definitely, I'm gonna set you straight on your needs. I'll make sure all those needs are checkmarked. So that is all I have this. I don't know how long this episode is gonna be, but that is all I have for today's episode, guys. I just wanted to come in and remind you guys, and this is a reminder for myself as well, like I said, because I know I've kind of been slacking right now on making that time for prayer, but just take the time, take a morning, 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes at night, just to give thanks, to pray, to ask for what you're lacking in life, what you're missing, or even if you don't, sometimes with prayer, you don't even have, that's something I learned recently, like, sometimes with prayer, you don't even have to talk. Just go up to God, call God, and be like, I don't have any words. You know what I'm missing. You know what it is that I need. You know what it is that I'm going through. Because he knows all of our deepest, darkest thoughts. Our thoughts are, before we even said anything, before we say things, he already knows what we're thinking. So just spend 5 minutes and tell him just listen to my heart and listen to my thoughts. You know exactly what I'm thinking. And right now, maybe I can't find the right words to ask you for something or to pray to you. But listen to my heart and put me in the right path. Put me where you think I need to be. Put me through the things that I need to experience. And take me where it is that you want me to be. And that's it. That's as simple as prayer has to be. Prayer doesn't have to be this big, extravagant thing. Sometimes it can be, you know, you're that lost or you're that upset, you're that hurt that you just don't have any words. So you just ask for him to take the wheel, to be like, only you know. Only you know what it is that I'm going through. I don't have any words to put. I don't have words to describe what I'm feeling, what I'm going through. It's that deep. Or I'm new to this, so help me pave the way. Help me get to a routine of prayer. Help me get to know what it is that I want, because I'm lost, you know. I don't know what I want. So prayer can be as simple as that. It's just asking him to take the wheel and you'll work on it. You'll work on it together. So I really hope you, if you guys aren't in tune into your religion, if you kind of drifted away, but, you know, you come from that background, or maybe you've never been like a religious person. It was never like in nunca se te sembró esa semilla de la religión. Nunca fue involucrada en tu vida. If it wasn't, you know, you're not very familiar with it, find a way. Find a few churches, visit a few churches, look into a few religions and see what works for you and see what makes you feel most comfortable and brings you the most inner peace and inner healing. So that is my prayer for you guys all that are listening to this. Is just, I pray that you guys all find your purpose and find your way in a religion, in a place where you have that bond with a greater God, and that you know that there's more out there for you. There's more help out there. That's what I wish upon you all. And on that note, I'm going to make my prayer for tonight. I should. It's 8:30 p.m., so it's almost bedtime for me. But I hope you guys enjoy this episode. If you did, don't forget to leave this podcast a review. That really helps me out a lot, too. Share the episode and follow me on my social media. I'll see you guys in my next episode. Bye. All right, that concludes today's episode, guys. Thanks so much again for tuning in. Don't forget to follow me on my social media. Go ahead and subscribe and review this podcast. Let me know what you want to hear next, and I will see you guys in the next episode.